From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate Intelligence Committee is set to vote on President Obama's nomination of John Brennan to lead the CIA. But nearly 4 weeks after a contentious confirmation hearing, NPR's Tom Gelton reports several lawmakers are still wrangling with the White House over access to top-secret information.
As President Obama's counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan managed the policy of using unmanned drone aircraft to kill suspected terrorists. Members wanted to hear the administration's justification for those killings, particularly when U.S. citizens might be targeted. They asked what Brennan knew about brutal interrogation techniques at the CIA when he served there a decade ago. Finally, Republicans have used the Brennan nomination as a chance to demand more on the administration's response to attacks on U.S. diplomats in Benghazi. Some Republicans threatened to delay Brennan's CIA confirmation until they got answers. There are still some outstanding questions, but a spokesman says Senator Dianne Feinstein, the committee chairman, believes it's time to vote. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Syrian rebels say they have captured the city of Raqqa and arrested the governor there. For the first time, rebels have seized a provincial capital. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Gaziantep, Turkey, that in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, which is still partially under government control, rebels have elected a civilian council.
This step towards democratic elections in Syria took place on Monday in a Turkish border town due to security concerns. The elected councils hope to restore civilian government in rebel-held areas. Aleppo City Council seats were won by young activists, while the more powerful provincial council is dominated by established businessmen and veteran opposition figures. The council's success depends on financial support pledged by the international community and Syria's opposition leadership based outside the country. The new council members go back to Aleppo this week to start work. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Gaziantep.
Another big storm system is sweeping eastward across the U.S. Forecaster Mike Musher says there's been a foot of snow in North Dakota, and the storm is affecting Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois today. He says the system could hit the Mid-Atlantic hard by tomorrow.
This system's going to have a little bit more moisture to work with, and it's so strong that there's the potential that D.C. Baltimore might see more snow from one day than the entire winter season.
It's relatively unusual for a storm that's moved across the entire country to hit the Mid-Atlantic region hard, but forecasters say the D.C.-Baltimore area could get from 3 to 6 inches of snow. European stocks have been moving upward with gains in financial stocks in particular, and that is leading Wall Street futures up this morning after the Dow had its highest close of the year yesterday. This is NPR. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the Obama administration is not impressed by ex-NBA star Dennis Rodman's visit to North Korea. Rodman watched a basketball game with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and later described Kim as an honest man whom he loves. Carney offered another reaction.
Instead of spending money on celebrity sporting events to entertain the elites of that country, the North Korean regime should focus on the well-being of its own people who have been starved, imprisoned, and denied their human rights.
Carney says the White House has its own ways of contacting North Korean leaders if it needs to. Wire reports say North Korea is vowing to cancel its Korean War ceasefire because of sanctions against it over its nuclear programs and upcoming U.S.-South Korean military drills. Oberlin College near Cleveland, Ohio, canceled classes yesterday after a string of recent incidents involving hate speech. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Nick Castell reports that instead of classes, Oberlin students attended a pair of rallies.
School officials say for the past several weeks, messages appeared on campus denigrating Jewish, gay, and African-American students. This week, the school says, a student reported seeing someone near an African culture-themed dorm wearing a hood and white robe resembling those worn by the KKK. At a demonstration attended by hundreds of students, Oberlin student Dominique Pearson said the incidents ran against the school's reputation for tolerance.
I was a little confused because, you know, I'm a freshman and I chose Oberlin because I didn't think something like this would happen.
Oberlin security and the local police are investigating, but school officials declined to say if they had identified who was responsible. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Oberlin.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.